This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The second season of Summer Stage will be in the spotlight this weekend at Western Illinois University. The production will feature a musical take on a Dickens novel. Oliver is based on Oliver Twist. The story is about a young boy born into a workhouse and sold into an apprenticeship. He runs away and falls in with the wrong crowd. Director Hadley Kaminga-Peck says this weekend's cast includes local grade school students as well as adults from the community. Does that wide age range present any challenges to her as director?
Well, the good news is we all get tired at the same time. I don't know if that helps or not.
I wouldn't expect that.
You'd be surprised with theater. We all definitely are tired at the end of the night. People have different it's the same challenges presented by any array of actors. People have different ways that they need to rehearse. They have different things that are useful to them or not useful to them. It's just about always about navigating that minefield of the different personalities in the room.
For your purposes as director, did you need to know the Oliver Twist story to be able to direct Oliver?
Not every director does. For me, I do. I went back and I read the original novel to better understand the characters, the plot points. The novel is quite a bit longer than the musical, and a lot more happens in it. So it helped me to understand why the musical adapters made the choices that they did in order to make the musical palatable for a 20th century, 21st century audience. There's a lot in that novel that becomes very challenging to stage in the theater, or just is boring, frankly. Dickens was writing in the serial form. It goes on for far too long.
And the musical, Oliver, is about 60 years old. I think it was first staged around 1960. Mm-hmm. So I imagine it's been performed many times. What do you think might make your production different from others or stand out from others?
I think one of the main things is that it's people that you know. It's people from our community on the stage. That always creates a different kind of relationship when you go see the theater, when you know the people, when they're familiar to you. I think we're also trying very hard to be honest about some of the less savory aspects of the material. There's certainly some violence in it for those who aren't familiar. Bill Sykes is quite the domineering and violent character. And he's got a tumultuous relationship with Nancy and doesn't get along with Oliver all that well. But these are all themes that are very surprisingly relevant for a 21st century audience. So hopefully, even though the musical is 60 years old, even though the story is 200 years old, people will find some things that are still interesting and relevant to them.
Can you give a specific example?
I think the relationship between Bill and Nancy is one that, especially in the post-Me Too movement, people are going to find to be very powerful. One thing that we've done differently is we've cast a female Brownlow, which is the elderly gentleman who takes Oliver in. So now it's an elderly woman, gentle woman, who takes Oliver in. And there's a moment in the second act when Nancy is talking to Mrs. Brownlow about what has happened with Oliver. And she can't bring herself to out Bill Sykes for what he's done. And Mrs. Brownlow and Mrs. Bedwin say, "Who is this man? What has he done to you?" And Nancy says, I just can't. And having that moment happen between three women really highlights a lot of the things that have been coming forward with the Me Too movement, with Time's Up, and the kind of power of narcissistic men in society over women.
Director Hadley Kaminga-Peck says she recast the role for a woman because that actor proved to be the best person to play the part. Performances of Oliver will be held Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2. It'll be staged in the Hainline Theater at Western Illinois University. Tickets can be bought online or by calling the Hainline box office. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.